Blog Talk Radio.
A wonderful good morning to you, good afternoon, and good evening to my friends out there in New Zealand and Australia. As always, thank you for tuning in. For those of you joining us for the first time, welcome. This is the Lion Radio, where we are roaring for the good on this planet. My name is David Matthew Brown. For those of you joining me for the first time, I'll give you a little bit of an intentional set for the show. This show is really geared towards, I'm part of a group called GATE, which is called Global Transformational Media. We are part of a rocking group around the world, which is determined and intentional in bringing good quality media, inspirational media, media with a message to the planet. And I am part of that group, and I'm honored to be a part of that. If you want to find out any information, if you are part of a media group and you are looking to be part of GATE, you can simply look them up. It's GATE, and then there's a bunch of periods in between. So this show is about roaring for the good, emphasizing those individuals and groups that are doing fantastic things around the planet, and it is infinite and limitless and all that good stuff. So thank you for joining me here. In about a minute or so, we'll be joined by just a tremendous woman, a powerful woman, a woman with a big heart. And I have had the pleasure of my life to not only know her, but call her a friend. And Diana will be joining us shortly to bring up some business. On Saturday, March 21st at 2 p.m., I will be book signing my new book, 90 Days of Heat, Freedom Through Moksha, which is about my 90 straight days of hot yoga at Moksha Yoga LA, which is now called Modo Yoga LA. But when I was doing it, it was called Moksha. So feel free to join me live and in person on Saturday, March 21st at 2 p.m. at Barnes & Noble at the Grove. Feel free to bring friends and family and bring lots of people so it looks like people know me. So that will be fun. You can actually check the book out right now by going on to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. There will be copies of the book in the bookstore at Barnes & Noble at the Grove. There will also be copies throughout L.A., in New York, in San Francisco. And it was my personal journey of 90 straight days of hot yoga, and I share in the book my inspiration, my struggles, my heart, what it's like growing up as a single dad and raising a daughter and all that good stuff. So again, it's called 90 Days of Heat, Freedom Through Moksha. And finally, this Sunday, I'll be speaking on Give to Give at Unity Antelope Valley in Palmdale, out there in the desert. So if you live out there or know anybody that is out there, they can come watch me speak. The service starts at 10. I'll also be speaking and facilitating meditation out there. It's a rocking group of people. It takes place at the Hilton out there, so it's free coffee and hot muffins. A little tag for you all. But without further ado, my guest today on the show, Diana Diaz, is just an incredible soul, a good soul on this planet. She is a Colombian and Chilean actress and dancer, and she's founded this rocking group called Youth Yoga. You can Inc. You can learn more about the group by going to youthyoga.com while we do this interview. I want to welcome Diana to the Lion Radio. Welcome, Diana.
Thank you so much, David. It's an honor to be here with you.
Well, it's an honor to have you, and I'm curious just about you before we get into all this goodness that you have with Youth Yoga Inc. How did you start? How did acting come about and dancing, and how did that path move you into discovering this group, Youth Yoga?
That's a great question. Well, I started dancing when I was 6 years old because I had a lot of energy and I needed a lot of attention. So my parents put me in dance and I ended up really enjoying it and I was very talented. So I ended up having a career in it. And through my ballet training, we did a lot of yoga exercises. At the time, I didn't know it was yoga, but once I became an adult, I started practicing yoga and practicing meditation. And that's when I really got the power of yoga and how the impact that it had in my career and in my personal life was really something meaningful for me. A couple years ago, I really got clear during meditation that my purpose was to make a big difference. And like not just to difference in my community or in my surroundings, but I really wanted to, like, make a huge difference. And so I just started this project as something that I wanted to do to get uncomfortable, to get in action, to play a big game in life, and started talking to people, and people just wanted to help and join and contribute, and it became youth yoga, and it's amazing how it's just developed and snowballed into this amazing journey. Yeah.
So youth yoga, explain to us what youth yoga actually does. What is the intention of youth yoga?
Our intention is to empower and inspire the kids. We want to get them out of their heads and get them to have self-awareness and get to know who they truly are. So what we do is, yeah, it's really powerful. What we do is we set up events and where we have youth come to us or we go to them and teach them a brief meditation, which is actually a manifestation, visualization, so that we can teach them how to create powerfully what they want. And then it's followed by a yoga class that's going to be interactive and fun with music and stuff. So that's what we do. We're launching actually at the end of April with an annual event, our first year, called Youth Yoga Week. And we're going into Los Angeles Central Schools and teaching for an entire week. And we're very excited about that.
Wow. And then, now, how do people that are listening to the show that are want to get involved with your group that might have kids at schools in L.A. that want to contact you and all that good stuff, I guess they would just find it on youthyoga.com?
Correct, yeah. On youthyoga.com, there's a link called Contact, and they can send me an email via there. My number is also on there if they prefer calling, but I think email is the best way.
Now, one of the things that I love about you, Diana, is I remember when I was on that 90-day journey of craziness that you put together a small group of us so that we can help raise money because you wanted to raise money. Was it for the Philippines?
Yeah, it was when the typhoon hit, and I just was online that night after the typhoon hit in the Philippines, and I just was so... I felt so helpless, and I just felt like I needed to contribute, and I didn't know how. And so at the time, I didn't have the funds to send them a contribution that I thought I made up would be significant enough that would make a difference. So I just decided to dedicate my personal practice and meditation and prayer. And I started talking to people around me, you included, and amazingly, we formed a little group, and we ended up raising $5,000 for the Red Cross to help relief in the Philippines.
But we did that because of you, and you have a wonderful passion of helping people and wanting to raise awareness. In your life, where did that start for you?
You know what? That is a really good question. Where did that start for me? I don't know. I think in my family, we're all very, very close. We all help each other. And I also grew up in a very multicultural neighborhood and school. I didn't realize that I was Latina, that I was different from Canadians, because I'm Canadian. I didn't realize I was different until I was in high school.
Right.
I really didn't. And then I started, you know, as I grew older, I started seeing, like, separation between races and separation between social classes. And that's not how I grew up at all. And I couldn't understand the logic behind that. It didn't make sense to me. And so I just have, I don't know, I'm a caretaker. I'm a very loving person. So it's just something that's way bigger than myself.
Yeah, I remember being involved with that project that you're talking about for the Philippines, and you just had a wonderful heart and a wonderful spirit, and the intention that you brought to that was wonderful as well. And so
thank
now
you.
You're moving with this youth yoga, you have a team, and how did you find your team members? And you might want to give them a shout out because they might be listening going, God, I hope she says my name. You got a good team.
Oh, my goodness. My team is amazing. I tell them every day how amazing they are and how grateful I am to have them on board. And really, I want to acknowledge each and every one of them for getting uncomfortable, for really being a stand for these children and being a possibility. Because really, it's so easy to just go about our days and, you know, live our life and let life happen to us. But really, we have the power to make a difference in people's lives. And so I'm going to tell you who my team is. Ivory Jenkins, she is director and head instructor. She was actually in a show with me. I was a professional dancer for a long time, and she was in Cirque du Soleil with me, and she's one of my dear friends, and she's also an amazing yoga instructor. And she said yes. She said, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm a yes because I'm a stand for the possibility. So, Ivory, thank you so much. Rhea Kuroki, who I met at Moksha at Moto, she is Japanese. And she is my secretary and head instructor, along with Ivory. And they're building the curriculum and the guidelines for all the instructors that are volunteering. They're building the structure of youth yoga. Lavelle Baylor, she's my director. She's also a social entrepreneur and holistic health coach. She is a yes woman, and I met her at my spiritual center at Agape, and I was just sharing with her what I was up to.
Agape.
Yeah. She's so awesome. I love her so much. She, I was just sharing with her, and she looked at me straight in the eye and said, I want to help. How can I be a part of this?
Aww.
And at that moment, Spirit spoke to me, and I said, will you be my director in my nonprofit? And it just came out of my mouth. It was amazing. It was totally, like, out-of-body sensation. And she said yes, and we became instant best friends. And then lastly, Nadine Hicks, who is a dear friend of mine, she is a collaborator and one of our instructors. She goes to Moksha Moto as well, and she is just completing her training. She has a very strong practice, and she's just an amazing contribution to youth yoga. So yay team, I love you guys.
Well, they're very powerful beings, and it's wonderful what you guys are bringing to this planet and what you're bringing to Los Angeles. Because speaking just from experience, you know, I had the opportunity to go to a Larchmont Charter where my daughter goes and facilitate with the fourth graders heart breathing and how to live from your heart. And I'm sure that you guys have tons of little personal kids share with you. And when I was in that experience, the fourth grade girl, she said, David, can I ask you a question? And I said, sure. And this was in front of her whole class. She said, will this help me with my mom? We fight.
Aww.
We're fighting a lot. And I went, you know what? The best thing in life is to practice it, right? So why don't you practice heart breathing? And then when you're around your mom, breathe through your heart and then see what comes up, right?
Mm.
So
that's beautiful.
Well, it's beautiful that you have the intention to help out our youth because they are being conditioned in all different ways, shapes and forms, both consciously and unconsciously. So what is the experience like for you when you've been working with the kids, like, face-to-face?
Well, personally, youth yoga just started, so it's brand new. And so we haven't actually gone into the schools yet as youth yoga. I've personally gone into schools and I've volunteered for numerous amounts of stuff. But my experience with the kids is they are so open and they just want to be happy. They just want to learn. They just want to live an extraordinary life, and they're not yet fully conditioned that they're stopped by, you know, our stories, stopped by our experiences. They are unstoppable, courageous, and powerful human beings. And so for me, like, going in there at this time of their life, I feel like is really powerful and sets them up to grow into adulthood in a powerful way. And so, yeah, my experience with kids has been one that, like, has been transformational for me in terms of living a life of unstoppability, because they are, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and, you know, as you know, working with kids, and I know that when I was at Moksha, I had the opportunity to bring Harper there. I remember one time coming out of the room, and there you were with her, and you guys were playing and having a good time. And what's great about that experience is that when I talk about that experience, Harper remembers that experience.
Aww.
Like you. Like, she remembers being around you, and she also remembers, like, a couple other people at, you know, at Moto Moksha, at that experience. So it's amazing when we work with the kids, and as you guys are moving with meditation and yoga and all that good stuff, all the goodness that you'll bring to their lives and allow them to see things from a different place.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And vice versa, they'll teach us to see things from a different place, too.
That's true,
you know?
I love that. We are talking to Diana Diaz here on the Lion Radio. I'm your host, David Mastrobound. Currently, as we are talking, you can learn more about youth yoga by going to youthyoga.com and discover that fantastic team. How did you guys come up with your mission?
Well, I had to meditate personally a lot on it, and talking to my team and seeing what really our strong points were and where we would be more effective. Yeah.
And then with this mission, when you guys come into the classrooms or you guys are working with the kids, and you had talked about earlier about one of your team members is going to work kind of like on the, you know, what it's like to work in those classroom experiences with them. Are there any key points that when you're working with the kids that you want them to leave with?
Yeah, I want them to leave with breathing.
Wow.
Yeah, I think.
And why breathing?
Because when you breathe, you're present, and when you're present, you're yourself. You're completely tapped into who you truly are, and from there, you can create anything. Because when you are you, then there's nothing else. So there's a blank space for you to create. Yeah. So the breath,
Diana,
I want them to breathe.
I hope that when you, after this interview, that you go back and you take that little section that you just said and you Facebook it.
Okay.
That's a great quote. I mean, but it's wonderful and it's insightful and it's filled with a lot of inner wisdom and guidance, and that's profound. And I'm sure that, you know, a lot of kids aren't talking about, or, you know, when you're around, like when I'm around my daughter and her friends, or I'm, you know, coaching, you know, when you mention the breath, they're like, what? Like,
yeah.
What do you mean? And then, but you get to the fourth graders and on up, and they really begin to understand it. And they go, oh, wow, I could breathe through my heart, or I could just focus on my breath and be aware of this powerful thing that is breathing me. And that in itself, what you just said, what I really like was the power of choice in the present.
Yeah.
Right? I like what you said there, because, you know, look, we're always thrown in social media and from people and teachers that we have a choice. But until we actually know that we have a choice here, and then choose consciously. I mean, that's the work. I mean, that's the work for most all of us, right? That, yeah, we have a choice, but sometimes we forget it because we're reacting.
Totally.
Totally.
I'm reacting right now.
you're just responding. You're responding. Yeah. It's great. Now, you also brought up, you know, early on, and I know that you dance and you perform and you act. And do you have anything that people can maybe see you in, or a website that they can go to find out when your next shows are?
Yeah, my acting website is called IamDeannaDiaz.com. So
I am.
Yeah. So that's, they can go on my website and check out some stuff that I've done. I'm currently focusing on youth yoga and working on some projects that are not yet out there. So, yeah, that's it. IamDeannaDiaz.com.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. True. Now, are you participating in the Sweat for Change over at Modo?
You know, I feel really upset about it because I said I would, and I broke my word. I know. I broke my word. But now I've committed to practicing, but I've also committed to contribute financially to all of my friends who are sweating 30 days straight for this amazing cause, Little Kids Rock. I think it's amazing. And Modo, Emily and Dina, the owners of Modo Yoga LA, are such an inspiration for me. And really, they are so supportive of youth yoga. They actually donated a bunch of yoga mats and yoga blocks. Yeah. So now youth yoga has mats and blocks to go into the schools so that the kids can use. And so that when we host our events and festivals, we have the material needed for that. So I'm very grateful. Thank you so much, ladies. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's mind-blowing. It's great. You know, I always ask my guests before they leave the show, I ask them this question. I'm going to ask you the question as well. And the question is this. Diana, if your five-year-old self, you at five years old, was to walk into the room where you are now, what would you tell her?
What would the five-year-old tell her, or would I tell her?
No. Well, you can do either way. But what would you right now tell your five-year-old self?
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm going to get emotional right now. I would tell her to just keep going and follow her dreams because she's amazing. That's what I would tell her. Sorry, I'm emotional right now because it's been so, you know, a long journey and a tough one being an actor coming to Hollywood. from Canada. Yeah, my five-year-old self, you rock and you go do your thing and don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
I love that. And I love that you came, to Canada to pursue your dreams. And not only are you living the dream, but now you're creating a whole other dream by doing this youth yoga. And so when you see the end outcome of youth yoga, what is the end outcome of this for you when you look into the future?
Youth yoga is global. It's a global organization, and we're working in collaboration with schools around the world and studios and instructors around the world and having events that are all linked together and really creating a massive awareness so that we're shifting the way that humanity grows up in the world. Yeah.
It's beautiful. I love the idea that when you go to the youth yoga side, it says youth empowered and inspired, which is which are three powerful words in and of themselves, including inspired and empowering, both of which you are when you're around you and you can you ever have a chance to listen to Diana talk about her dance or her acting or her passion, she is an inspiring woman to be around and quite powerful. So I imagine that the team that you have, I know Nadine, and the team of women that you've gathered together are just as powerful as you are, and I know that this is already done because what we both know is where two or more are gathered, God is present. So God is present with this project. So I bless you, Diana. I bless your life. I bless who you are and how you show up on this planet and being such a place of goodness for all of us. So thank you for coming on the line. We appreciate you and we celebrate your life.
Thank you, David. It's an honor for me to be on here. Thank you for your contribution in my personal life. You've been an inspiration, and I love you guys.
We love you, too, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Diana. That was Diana Diaz joining us here on The Lion. You can check out the work that she is doing with Youth Yoga by going to youthyoga.com, and her personal website is IamDianaDiaz.com. I believe that's the right thing. I am is true. So those of you that are joining the show for the first time, thank you so much for joining The Lion. We'll be back next Wednesday at 11 o'clock. The show runs only for about 27 minutes because I really feel like that's people's capacity right now with media. But thank you for joining me here on The Lion. I appreciate you. I celebrate your life. Continue to bring the good that you are. As we bring the good on this planet, it is easy. It is simple. It is a lot easier to be compassionate for another soul and kind to another soul and loving. It takes a lot of work to judge and complain and blame. It takes a lot of work to gossip. It takes a lot of work to be negative. So let's work together as a conscious community of lovers and love itself and strive to be the best that we can each day. And if we give the best, we're okay. And you're okay right where you are. So join me March 21st at 2 p.m. at Barnes & Noble at the Grove, or you can catch me live and in person. It sounds like I'm doing stand-up. This Sunday at Unity Antelope Valley in Palmdale. So God bless each and every one of you. I know that you are thriving as the light that you are. God bless.